Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, Hour 3. What an unbelievable lineup. Check this out. Neil McCabe from One American News, Stephen Gutowski, award-winning journalist from the Free Beacon, and A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist and regular contributor for many years, from Breitbart News. Where else can you get this 1-2-3 punch on a radio broadcast in America at this time? It's impossible to do. Quick note, reminder, I will be on One American News Network tomorrow, 8:45 a.m. Eastern, 5:45 a.m. Pacific, with Stephanie Meyer for a 12-minute television hit on the morning news. Make sure to tune in and check me out. Neil McCabe and I were talking about it in the first segment, and I wanted to remind you of it. Again, now, make sure to tune in and watch. I'm sure we'll be talking about Virginia. That's where they're going to want to go. Right now, we'll talk about Virginia now, too, with A.W.R. Hawkins. A.W.R., welcome to the program. How you doing, man?
Doing great, buddy. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you. Before we go to Virginia, I've spent a lot of time talking about that, getting Neil's perspective from a political climate in D.C. Extensive setup and discussion with Stephen Gutowski, who is in Virginia and is attending all these events. He's going to be in Richmond tomorrow. And then on the 20th, he's going to be there for the lobby day. And then he's going back to D.C. And then he's flying to Vegas. He's got a lot going on there. You and I will be in Vegas together next week because we're just about at SHOT Show. But before I go to Virginia with you, I got to tell you, AWR, you've heard me say many times, you show me a city in decay in America, and I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level of government for decades. Isn't that true?
That's it. Period.
12 shot, 5 killed in Democrat-controlled Baltimore. You wrote the headline, or you wrote the story. They gave you the headline at Breitbart. Really? Does this surprise you?
No. I mean, Maryland's overridden with gun control, Baltimore even more so. And, you know, if you look back, the last 2 or 3 years have been exceptionally rough in Baltimore, and their response every time has been more gun control, more gun control. That's very similar to what we saw in Chicago, what we've seen in New Orleans, what we saw in St. Louis, what we saw in Washington, D.C., what we've seen in Los Angeles, California, and on and on. And in all these cities, in Seattle, and in all these cities, the result is the same. That's what's funny. There's no exception. In all these Democrat-controlled cities, as they pile on gun control, what happens? Bodies stack up. And that's what we're seeing in Baltimore. And Democrats will never admit it. They'll come. There'll be a Democrat somewhere who'll come out on Monday and push more gun control. You can count on it.
Oh yeah.
And that's just how they roll.
They'll do it at the local level in Baltimore. They'll do it at the state level in Maryland, and they'll do it with their federal representatives as well. No question. This is interesting here because you're the only person that points this out. That's what I love so much about what you write, and you won't see any mainstream outlet describe it the way you do. This happened even though Maryland has an assault weapons ban, a ban on high capacity magazines, registration, fingerprinting requirement for handgun purchases, and a red flag law, which allows a judge to order the confiscation of firearms from individuals deemed to be a danger to themselves or Baltimore. But when you refer to Baltimore, here we go, you refer to Baltimore as Democrat controlled Baltimore. And then your last line, moreover, Baltimore was seeing more homicides than New York City, although New York City is 14 times larger. Man, oh man, when are we going to wake up? When are they going to wake up? And maybe we allow this to happen?
I don't know what we do. You know, here's what's happening. It's sad. We saw the same thing in Chicago. You know, it's funny. The left tells us that conservatives don't care. And I know the show isn't necessarily conservative versus liberal show. So I don't want to turn it into that, but the point has to be made. Liberals by and large are anti-gun, and they're constantly talking about how conservatives or constitutionalists are people who lack compassion. Well, I'll tell you what, it's nothing can be further from the truth. I'd love to see these people that are being gunned down in Baltimore, I'd love to see them being able to defend themselves. I'd love to see the women who are killed. The last person that was killed in Philadelphia last year, the last person was a woman. Yeah. I'd love to see her been able to defend herself. Now, I don't know if that was an abuse situation, but if it was, I'd love to be able to write a story about her putting three slugs in his neck. And, you know, that's compassion. Compassion is that I'm concerned for the lives of the innocent. And what the liberals do with their policies is they create these places where you can't even risk visiting anymore. You can't risk it. If you do go, you have to get a map and figure out where to go, where are no-go zones. You got to figure right. all of that out. And it's because their policies sacrifice lives in the name of liberalism. That's what we're dealing with.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, when you put it in those terms, you can't make it any more clear than that. Literally lives on the line. Two things that come out of what you just said. Let me go here first of all. First of all, you mentioned Philadelphia. We'll go to that in just a second. The other is compassion. And I think this is important because A.W.R. Hawkins, you and I talk about compassion. You know, we talk about, you just said, put three slugs in his neck. Okay, somebody's going to out there and go, oh, my God, those gun nuts. Listen to how radical they are. They're talking about killing people on the radio. And then somebody else is going to say, when they hear me say this, that I call those three slugs in the neck that drops that individual from harming that woman to me as a happy ending story. And that's what I refer to when I refer to your writings about self-defense cases. We're going to do that in just a little bit. But to me, that's a happy ending story. And I know there's liberals going, I'm just calling the people are dead and he's a happy ending story. He's gun nuts. That's compassion. Because what they're failing to mention is that if you deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results as an action that someone took because you were trying to deprive that individual of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you. I hope it hurt. Because I'm concerned about the living. The victim being right. alive. Isn't that the ultimate form of compassion?
Exactly right. You know, in a situation where a grandma's at home by herself and some young kid, 23, 24 years old, I don't care whether he's white, black, green, yellow, whatever color he is, doesn't matter to me, but he breaks in intent on using brute force to overwhelm her, perhaps sexually assault her before he robs her or sexually assault her before he kills her. If she can jerk out a 5-shot 38 special, put a slug in his chest and end his life right there, it's a great day. It's not just a great day for Americans. It's not just a great day for civilized people. It's a great day for humanity. And that's how it is. People who don't understand that, I believe most of them really do understand it. They just don't want to admit it because it goes against their political views. And that tells me they need to change their political views.
You know, wow. Oh, boy, you just opened up a whole can of worms. And I'm going to go there. I have to. We'll get to happy ending stories. First, we're talking about compassion. And is it compassionate to wish for someone to be harmed? No, we're not talking about wishing for anybody. We're talking about a person being alive today because you heard me say that very quickly. I'm able to say that so fast because I've said it. I've repeated it for years on this show. Those are my own words about depriving another individual of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, losing your right to the own. I couldn't care less what happens to you. I don't care. If you die because someone had to defend themselves against your actions, against being raped and then murdered, I couldn't care less about you. I hope it hurt. I hope the little black gremlins from the movies came out screaming and hollering and grabbed you by your feet and dragged you wherever they were going to take you. I couldn't care less because you earned it. And that compassion that we're talking about has to lie where it is. Now, let's go to Texas because you mentioned they might not want to say these things, even though you believe they know it, because it goes against their political views. Boy, that meant to me, that brings up Texas, okay? How we saw the him and Han from the left, who normally doesn't say anything when there's a shooting that a law-abiding individual saves lives. They don't never say anything. They had to here because it was caught on film. And it was out. The media, AWR, who would have buried this story, couldn't because it was already out there. So now we got them backtracking like Shannon Watts going, well, guns shouldn't have been in there to begin with, as if the criminal would have paid attention to a no gun sign, being blaming the governor for signing guns allowed in church, as if the criminal needed a law sign to take his gun into church. We've got 30 seconds. I'll let you take that to the break, and then we'll continue the discussion. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, Michael Bloomberg said the same thing. Let's not forget that. He's he's a liberal running for president. He said that churchgoers ought not be armed, that only police should be armed. Well, let me tell Mr. Bloomberg something in that situation. Police might have been a minute, 2 minutes. Let's say they were 30 seconds behind. Let's just say let's give them that they were that close. How many lives could you take out in 30 seconds with a shotgun? That's what the guy was armed with. So I say, thank God those parishioners had guns and they put one in that guy's head. That's a good day for America.
I'll stop right there. When we come back, I want to give you some timelines. You've heard it before, but it bears repeating. Armed American Radio will be back with the great Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, continuing with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, award-winning journalist AWR Hawkins and good friend. AWR, I got to go back to Texas for a minute. You asked the question, and you pared it down to 30 seconds. You said law enforcement could have been 1 or 2 minutes. And that's a huge fast response. 2-3 minutes can be deemed an incredibly fast response for law enforcement. You even gave the benefit of the doubt and said, let's take it to 30 seconds. I'm going to give you some real numbers. No hypothetical. I've used this many times. I'm going to continue to use it to prove my point. At Parkland, there was an armed response in 1 minute and 39 seconds. Forget the fact the guy was a coward and didn't go in. He was there in 1 minute and 39 seconds. Had he chosen to go in, he could have saved lives. He chose not to. But the fact is, in the 1 minute and 38 seconds prior to his arrival, 20 human beings were shot, 9 fatally. In that 30 seconds in that church, had that man had free rein with that shotgun, he could have killed dozens of people before law enforcement arrived in that 1 minute and 38 seconds. Your thoughts?
There's no doubt. I mean, your point's so evident, I hate to talk about it because I never want to give people ideas. But, yeah, someone knows how to use a shotgun. 30 seconds is an eternity.
Oh, terrible. And,
yeah, these people, you know, someone like, who'd you mention, Shannon Watts in the last segment. Shannon Watts is not bright. She's really not bright. I've heard her talk before. She can't hardly speak publicly. If you ever heard Obama off his teleprompter, make Shannon Watts sound like a polished speaker. Anyway, I'm just saying that, they don't have a real understanding of how things work. Shannon Watts' main goal in life is to use Michael Bloomberg's money to keep her gun control movement alive long enough for her to get elected to Congress. Everybody has to understand that.
That's fact.
And she doesn't understand how things work. She doesn't know what it would be like to be in that church and the guy next to you stands up, pulls a shotgun out from under his jacket. People don't understand what that would be like. I'm not saying that I understand what it would be like. I've been shot at numerous times. In various situations, but I've never been in a church and had the guy next to me jerk out a shotgun. I can tell you what I'd want at that moment, though. I'd want when I put my hand on my hip to either feel that Sig Sauer 320X compact I carry or that Glock 43X I'm carrying right now, because I certainly would want a fighting chance. And when people like Shannon Watts talk, what they're saying is that those congregants don't deserve a fighting chance. And that tells me she's a liberal. I don't have to know anything else about her to know that, because liberals will sacrifice the lives of their constituents to get their political views placed into law.
Well, you just circled back. You just circled back. That was brilliant, because the natural question that arises from what you just said is, as I'm listening to you, and I know I'm speaking for listeners around the country right now that just heard you, why would anybody, liberal or conservative, not want people to be able to defend themselves? Is it really possible that she doesn't care about those lives, that she would stand up and say what she said? Well, it's the governor's fault for allowing guns in church, as if somehow the criminal was going to follow the law. That she, I go back to the Parkland. I use this as a reference regularly because it's true. And you know, when the governor at the time, Scott, appointed the commission before he was elected to Senate, he put 13 people on that commission, including Sheriff Bob Galtieri, Pinellas County, Florida. You're listening right now. You know this. You've heard us discuss it for a couple of years now. Bob Galtieri was anti-you being defended in schools by teachers, as were the other 12 members of that commission, AWR, until they saw the video, the closed circuit TV in high definition of those children being murdered. And they all came out in favor of arming teachers because they knew that this could have been stopped. Every single one of them. Now, Watts and crew and company were silent on that, too, because there's nothing they can say that doesn't make them look like a bunch of asses if they say it. And they tried here in Texas, and I just was praying that they kept talking because they kept putting their foot in their mouth. But do they really believe, as a human being, they would have been okay with more dead people in that church, because that's the natural result of what they say.
Right. Well, see, they don't think they can be connected to it. They think that they can highlight Governor Greg Abbott allowing self-defense in church and somehow blame self-defense, the legality of that, somehow blame a criminal's actions on that. What they never talk about, Shannon Watts needs to go to her ideal example. See, her ideal example, as well as Bloomberg's, is a place where only cops are armed, period, no one else. A place like Sandy Hook.
Right.
That's where they need to spend their time if they want to give us an example. And at Sandy Hook, that gunman had over 9 minutes. That's how long it took for the cops to show up. He had over 9 minutes. Everybody says, if he hadn't had a high capacity magazine, he wouldn't have killed nobody. Well, people that say that are ignorant. Because you could give any human who's ever shot a gun a pocket full of bullets and a five-shot revolver.
Yeah.
9 minutes versus a bunch of elementary kids.
Yeah, it's carnage.
The number of people he could kill, I'd hate to even imagine how many he could kill. It'd be way more than that guy killed. And so I'm not belittling any of those deaths. What I'm saying is the type of weapon isn't the issue. The issue is when you create an atmosphere where people can't defend themselves, you're inviting an attack. And the attacker that takes you up on the invite is going to kill a lot of people. And it's not the pro-gun group's fault. No, 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 no. It's the fault of the people who robbed others of their opportunity for self-defense. That's whose fault it is.
And that's an accurate description. It is robbing someone of their lives. Those people have blood on their hands. They are guilty. You know, you see felony murder charges, for example, drawn up against somebody who was waiting in a getaway car when the two robbers got out of the car and went inside. They wound up killing the clerk. They come back out. That driver's guilty of felony murder for participating in that crime. These people, in my book, are guilty. They're guilty as hell because these people stopped individuals who might likewise otherwise have been armed and are now dead. That's a bold statement to make, but it's a fact. For Shannon Watts, as far as I'm concerned, standing up and saying ignorant remarks coming out of Texas that made them look like the boneheads they are, they've got blood on their hands. They've got blood on their hands. Thank God, in this case, we had somebody that in 6 seconds, well, I'll quote UAWR, is able to put it on him with one beautiful shot to the head and end the whole thing in 6 seconds. And how anybody could argue against that, to me, I just don't understand. We've got 1 minute. So in this segment, so I'm going to take you to Philadelphia real fast. I'll set this up, and then I'll let you comment when we come back. But AWR Hawkins has a piece at Breitbart right now. You can read it at Breitbart.com. Just Google AWR Hawkins Breitbart, and it'll pop up for you. You can get all the list of everything that he writes. Philadelphia Freedom. Remember the song? I remember the Elton John song. Philadelphia Freedom. I'm not going to sing it for you because it's way too good, and I don't want to make Elton John look bad. So I'll just say you remember the song. Philadelphia Freedom, 5 homicides in 12 hours. Now, Philadelphia likes to think themselves different than the rest of Pennsylvania somehow, that they're able to thwart Pennsylvania's preemption laws, and because they're such a big city, they can do things differently. When we come back, I want to talk about this in the same context we talked about Baltimore before I segue into Virginia with AWR Hawkins. I'll be back on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast with the great AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're back at you here. Bursa, Lead Slingers. Bursa is with us now. How cool is that? Lead Slingers, Defender Coffee, Crossbreed Holsters, Vault Pro, GunBroker.com, North American Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, Supply.com. Visit them at GetSupply.com. If you're shaving, support the right to bear arms. Isn't that a cool connection? I love that. Emerson Knives, My Pillow. These people support our right to bear arms, and we have to support them. That's the equation. That's how it works. And God bless that crew on the Desperado Sport Fish listening to Armed American Radio in West Palm Beach. We love you guys. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Let me take you back quickly to Philadelphia. Again, this speaks volumes because we know that Pennsylvania has very strong preemption laws. We saw them at work in Pittsburgh when the mayor tried to usurp the state law and was slapped down by the court system. How come Philadelphia gets away with it when numbers like this occur in Philly all the time? Philadelphia Freedom, 5 homicides in 12 hours.
Well, Philly's like a Baltimore or a Chicago in that way. You know, last year Philadelphia had 356 homicides, which was higher than the number they had in 2018. And so they're just caught in that same pattern. And, you know, if you really look at things, I hate to say things this way because it's somewhat depressing, but there are certain parts of the country where the rule of law doesn't really matter. It's been Democrat for so long, it's just going to be Democrat. unless you get somebody in who can do a Trump at that level and take control of that city. But otherwise, they're going to keep electing mayors with the same outlook, the same plans, the same designs. And so, as I say, same thing's true for Chicago, for Baltimore, for New Orleans, for St. Louis. And it's just, this is one of those cities.
Let me give you some, let's get some good news in here before we go in a bunch of different directions with the time we have left in this segment. One more. That's GOP senator introduces federal protections for travelers with guns. This is long overdue, even though the federal government allows the transport of firearms. We see states like New Jersey violate this. Illinois was notorious for it. California notorious. If you're able to carry your firearm lawfully where you are, where you originate, and at the place where you, anything you stop in between, federal law has you covered, unless you pass through a Democrat state that just doesn't like that. What are we talking about here? This is important legislation. Came out of a Republican from Montana, to Montana Senator Steve Daines. What's up here?
Right. And with Ted Cruz on it, too. Just want to name them: Senator Ted Cruz, Senator James Lankford, Senator Mike Rounds, Senator Mike Crapo. Just want to be sure I name those guys because they're putting their names on the line, and it's about time. But they are, and I don't mean it's, I'm not being critical. That sounded bad. I'm not being critical of any of them. I just mean it's about time that we shifted this narrative from reacting to being proactive. That's so I'm very happy with what they're doing. So what this would do is basically what you said, that if you go from, let's say you're in Kentucky. You're in Kentucky, you get on I-64 and you hit west, you're going to go through Indiana for about an hour and a half, then you're going to hit the People's Republic of Illinois. And when you're in Indiana, hey, your gun laws are very similar to those in Kentucky, one of the most gun-friendly states in the Union. You're fine. But even if you have a concealed carry permit in Kentucky, when you hit Illinois, you're in trouble. And so what this would do is say, look, you got your gun with you, and you're traveling, and you're transporting that gun as you travel, then local laws notwithstanding, no, they can't do anything to you. And they put in there that this also means part of traveling is being in the hotel or wherever it is you're staying, being in the restaurant, being inside getting gas, all these things. They outline what traveling entails. It's not just sitting in that driver's seat in your car. It's very important legislation. And what I like about it, which I'm sure is what the left picks up on immediately, it makes them cringe, which makes me happy. This is the very first beginning of what we should have been doing under Trump, which is just poking them in the eye a little bit, going, guess what? We're gonna undermine your local gun control. We're going to cripple them. And this is the beginning of crippling them, and I love it.
Jason, we met. He's the NRA ILA executive director that replaced Chris Cox, said the following, and you have this in your piece. Let me quote him. Law-abiding Americans traveling with unloaded, secured firearms have continually been harassed with malicious arrests and prosecutions when traveling through anti-gun jurisdictions. Daines' legislation ensures such outrageous actions will no longer be tolerated under the law. On behalf of the NRA's 5 million members, we thank Senator Daines for having the legislative courage to stand and fight against local bullies who are hoping to suppress our Second Amendment rights. And you did mention, let's give them another shout out. Ted Cruz, Republican out of Texas, Mike Crapo, Republican Idaho, James Lankford, Republican Oklahoma, and Mike Rounds, Republican South Dakota, joining Senator Steve Daines, Republican from Montana. Montana, we could go in a whole bunch of different directions with you. Y'all got some work to do. You're listening in a number of major cities in Montana right now, but nonetheless, good to see your Senator Steve Daines put this out there. Question for you. We have been talking about national reciprocity for a long time. Mitch McConnell sat on this when the Republican House passed it. It could have already been law. It's not, you know, it's like, I guess, can't cry over spilled milk at this stage of the game. We need to take the House back in order to make that a reality. Could this be a precursor to that? Because this seems like national reciprocity could grow out of this.
Yeah, I think exactly how you do. I think this is a precursor to that. And the thing that's good about, I'm just going to say Senator Cruz, Ted Cruz is, he's Johnny on the spot when it comes to the Second Amendment. And I'm not going to take anything from Senator Daines. Senator Daines is also solid. Well, everyone that signed on to this bill here is solid. So you have a core group here who in the Senate could push that national reciprocity as the next natural step. And so let's hope that happens.
I'm hopeful. It looks good. It looks like it would dovetail really well with that, and I'm sure that that's part of the game plan. By the way, Montana, let me go back to you. You're listening in Butte and Helena and a number of other cities in the state. I wasn't picking on you when I said you got work to do. What I was referring to, you, like Idaho, like Arizona, like Colorado, are facing the flux of Californians that are moving to your state and bringing their politics. They've wrecked their own state, and you're on there. They're coming to you to get away from all the garbage that they put on themselves. So you got work to do out there to keep that from happening. I'm hopeful that you can do that and keep your state free. These people infect everywhere they go. They metastasize. So you got to pay attention to that. The beautiful state of Montana deserves nothing less than that. Boy, oh, I got so much to cover with you in such a short span of time, AWR. We've also got a couple happy ending stories here before I get to Virginia. So let's do it. Police, homeowner shoots and kills armed burglary suspect. This is out of Pascagoula, Mississippi. Such a great place. Such a freedom-loving place. Oh, I love these stories. What happened?
Right. Well, you threw me off when you started talking about Mississippi because you made me think about being down in Mississippi by the base, the Biloxi.
Yeah.
And there's a place on the beach called Shaggy's. Boy, I love to eat there. White sand, blue water, shaggy shrimp. Mm. Anyway, a completely different topic. But what you're talking about is a homeowner heard some commotion. It's around about noon, so middle of the day, and confronted the guy, and he shot and killed him. That's ball game. That's how it works. And so the homeowner's okay. The house is okay. And the bad guy's gone. So it seems like to me, basically followed the blueprint for the Second Amendment.
This was an armed suspect shot by homeowner, media release from the Pascagoula Police Department. On January 7, 2020, approximately 11:44, dispatch received a call of a burglary in progress at Nathan Hale Avenue. When officers arrived on scene, they were informed by the homeowner that he shot an armed suspect who was burglarizing his home. The suspect was pronounced deceased at the scene. The incident is currently under investigation by our Criminal Investigations Division. Names of both parties are not being released at this time. If you have any information, blah, 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 that individual has not and will not be charged because he had the right, the God-given right to defend himself, his property. And go ahead. We've got just 10 seconds. Go ahead.
In other news, that suspect has not burglarized any more homes since that incident.
One less dirtbag that people in Pascagoula, Mississippi have to worry about. When we come back, we're going to wrap up. I'm going to take you to Virginia and get some perspective from AWR on this incredibly hot topic in this grassroots uprising in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We'll be right back.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lenslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LenslingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, wrapping up. What, just an amazing 3 hours. Neil McCabe, One American News. Stephen Gutowski, The Free Beacon. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Talk about a 1-2-3 punch, man. This is a checkmate. Speaking of One American News, I'm going to throw this out there again. If you want to watch me, I will be on One American News tomorrow morning, Monday, 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:45 a.m. Pacific Time, with Stephanie Myers on the morning news. We're going to be doing a 12-minute hit, a television hit live on the news with them, and no doubt we'll be talking about Virginia, probably some other things. We'll let Stephanie go wherever she wants to go. So we're looking forward to that. Please support all of our sponsors. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. You know, AWR, I love that in that news, you know, that is another news release. You know, I was thinking about that during the break. You're absolutely correct. We never hear that. You know, wouldn't it be great to see a follow-up story? Hey, remember the homeowner that shot and killed the burglary suspect last month? So-and-so has not burglarized or harmed anyone else. And you know what really bothers me is you go and you look at the rap sheet of some of these cats, the 13, 14, 18, 20 arrests deep before a homeowner finally takes action. And that should never be the case in America. These people, for the most part, should never be walking around, brother.
Yep. No, I'm with you. That's why the armed American is ultimately the best solution for a lot of things.
All right, back on the 9th, just a few days ago, you wrote, Democrat bill mandates licensing of all Virginia AR-15 owners. We are now beginning to see more bills coming forward by the radical clown posse socialist, formerly known as your grandpa's Democrats, in the state of Virginia. Nothing is off the wall or off the table, I should say, when it comes to these Democrats. Your thoughts on that, other bills, and just what's happening in Virginia overall, AWR?
Well, it's all that rush on guns and on the Second Amendment. And it's going to be a tough one. There's going to have to be lawsuits filed, but these people are determined. I mean, you know, the bill HB 961 that bans quote unquote assault weapons allows you to keep your AR-15 if you apply to police and get a license for it. But that same bill bans suppressors, certain types of triggers. It bans quote unquote high capacity magazines and so on. It doesn't allow licensing for you to retain possession of those. And so you become a felon if you do retain possession. And you think about that for a suppressor, in order to get one, you were fingerprinted, you were photographed, you went through a background check with the FBI, you registered that suppressor with the ATF, you paid a $200 federal tax to the federal government. I know that's redundant, but I'm stressing it. You went through this stupid registration process that took 6 to 9 months before you ever took possession of your suppressor, and you're going to have these Woodstock burnouts who have now been elected as the Democrats running the show there. They're going to come right in and tell you, well, if you hold on to that suppressor, you're a felon. And so, you know, you got a bunch of people, at least you got 86 counties worth of people who are saying, well, we're not going to play it your way. So it's going to be interesting because the Democrats are going to have the rule of law on their side, but the people are going to have morality on their side. They're going to be morally right, and the people don't appear to be ready to back down at all. So it's going to be very interesting. But these Democrats, in my opinion, if they're smart, they'll back off of this simply because what this does is shows in election year, especially what they're doing is they're showing the world what they plan to do if they could win in 2020. And that, that by showing that, they're hurting themselves even more. I mean, you think it couldn't get any worse than having Joe Biden as your candidate? Well, just wait. Let it be Joe Biden as your candidate, and Trump can point to Virginia as what Joe Biden will do if he gets in office, and it just got worse.
Can't, and this is beautiful stuff. This is how you're going to hear this conversation for the next 4 minutes before we have to cut out. But let me put it this way. This is a window, right? AWR, I think you agree with me. This is the window we're watching. This is why I've been paying so much attention to this in Virginia, by the way. This is why it can't be overemphasized enough. Because this is the model. We're watching in real time what a Democrat president, if elected in 2020, and a Senate flip, this is the model they want for the country, is it not?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. No doubt. Now, here's the thing. You got Northam and the rest of them, they're justifying this HB 961, which I just described. They're justifying that by pointing to the May 31st Virginia Beach shooting. Did the Virginia Beach shooter use a quote-unquote assault weapon? No, he used a handgun. I think he had two handguns, to be honest with you. Both were 45s, but either way. So the assault weapons ban wouldn't have prevented that, all right? You know, did he use a special trigger, this and that? No. I think in the history of quote-unquote mass shootings in our country, we've had that kind of device used one time. That was in Las Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
And that was a bump stock, all right? So what I'm saying is this is aimed at a bunch. Now, one of his guns allegedly had a suppressor on it, all right? I hate to tell you, the suppressor didn't play any role in the mass shooting. What played a role in the mass shooting is the usual suspect. We talked about this 2 segments ago, and it was that employees in that particular building were barred from being armed for self-defense. So when the attacker attacked, he knew they couldn't shoot back. And his shots were audible enough. We wrote on this at Breitbart that when police entered the building, that's how they found him, by following the sound of his gunshots. So not one piece of gun control legislation being pushed would have stopped the May 31st shooting in Virginia Beach. Yet it's the May 31st shooting in Virginia Beach they use to justify pushing all this garbage.
And, you know, we go back. I want to take them back because I don't want them to forget. I want to remind black-faced, hood-wearing Northam and his attorney general and the rest of the socialists in Virginia. I want to go back to Virginia Tech. I want to go back to Shuang Wei Cho. Not one piece of legislation that they're looking at would make Virginia safer, nor would it have stopped Virginia Tech, which, by the way, was a handgun, were two handguns, a Glock 19 and a, if I'm not mistaken, it was a Walther P-22. 22 caliber Walther and a Glock 19
There's a 9mm and a 22 caliber handgun. I think it killed how many people? 32?
32 people when he chained the door shut, locked them inside, and had full control of the situation in Virginia.
Well, it's another situation there, just like we talked about at Sandy Hook. And again, hey, this is the kind of situation that Shannon Watts and Mike Bloomberg, they might not understand it. I'm not saying that they're intentionally seeking that. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is that's the kind of atmosphere they create when they say only the police should have the guns. These law-abiding citizens shouldn't be armed because they're churchgoers or they're students. It's not their job. Well, I tell you what, wherever I am, I'm armed because wherever I am, it's my job to shoot back.
You know, it's interesting, too. I hate to keep saying this stuff, but AWR, every single time one of these individuals opens their mouths about only the police should have guns, they are themselves surrounded by their own private security detail, Michael Bloomberg being the most guilty of all. Every single time. AWR Hawkins, people can find you at Breitbart News. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Vegas in just a few days. Going to be an awful lot of fun. We'll put you up on the microphone, on the Car Arms microphone, and on the MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios microphone from Las Vegas next week while we're out there having a great time. I know, boy, I'll tell you, we're going to be talking to, I don't know how many people we're going to be talking to out there. We just don't know what the schedule is going to look like yet because it will unfold in real time. Here's what I can tell you. Dynamite program today. Thanks to One American News Network's Neil McCabe. Thanks to the Free Beacons, Stephen Gutowski, and AWR Hawkins. Thank you from Breitbart News. And thank Breitbart News for bringing you here every single week. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'm going to get up and see you on TV tomorrow morning, 8:45 a.m. Eastern, 5:45 Pacific, on One American News Network. See you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.